Ready to rock.
Now, this is Safety Bay Sessions, episode 8, kicking underway, and you're not going to believe it, but today we have on our very first ever female. Righto, so I'm pretty stoked about this one. So without further ado, ladies and degenerates, we've got a rocket from the pocket, a little bit bad and bougie. We got little Jazz Ivy in the booth.
Oh, yeah!
Yes, first woman.
Let's go. I'm excited.
Baby J on set.
How are we?
I'm good. I got your little booster seat there.
Well, I was going to say, I'm probably going to need a big booster, but all good.
I'm going to drop this.
Yeah.
Now, being the first woman on set.
These are way too big for my little head.
Oh, you're going to have to adjust them.
Yeah, I know. There we go.
There you go.
First woman on set.
Yeah, so you're going to be a bit of a guinea pig for the rest of them, for the thousands of other chicks that are going to come on.
Yeah.
Now, when the brothers come on, I just initially slap them up.
Yeah.
Should I do that with the ladies, or is it a bit of a swivel and maybe...
Bit of a swivel and a hug, come
here. Hugging a bit of a kiss.
Bring it in.
Oh, it's good to see you.
There we go.
There we go. Right, I'm going to get plenty of kisses.
Yeah, get all the biddies on here. Why not?
Sweet. So now, before I even ask what you've been doing, we're going to put some shades on, all right?
Oh, yes. I've been waiting for this bit.
And I've got this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, these are all leftover sunnies from all our friends. Now, is that too tall for you?
Yeah.
There we go. Drop it down. Now, get deep. All the good ones are in deep there.
I better get out a fresh pair.
Yeah. I'm not sure how many are fresh.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to go for. What do we got? Oh!
Holy hell.
We got the Deadlies.
They're pretty gangster.
What do we reckon? What about you?
Here we go. You hold this for me. Yeah. All right. I've been stitched up a few times. I'm going to go central.
They're nice.
They're just the standards.
Can we do a little glasses swap, or what you get is what you get?
No, what you get is what you get.
Damn it.
You're looking pretty lit.
Pretty deadly.
You like these ones?
Yeah, I do.
I've got a Sham Wow here.
Oh, yeah.
Are they...
No, they're pretty clean.
They're pretty good?
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, pocket rocket.
Pocket rocket.
I told you.
I know. Crazy.
I actually bought those the other week in Mandurah.
Mandurah.
I was down there camping for a couple of nights.
Typical servo stop, or?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. I'm going down the beach with a couple of the Maldives, and stopped in, and for some reason they were the ones that I got.
They're not too bad.
They're pretty sick.
They're pretty like dad vibes.
Yeah, that's
what I'm getting. Dad like trucker vibes.
But... Yeah, you're ready to rock.
Yeah. All right. Say less.
We're in. All right. Now that we got that sorted, how are you?
I'm good.
You doing sweet?
I'm so good. I'm chilling at the moment.
Yeah?
Got no work. But yeah, just good. Just living in my routine and all that jazz.
Yeah. And you've got no work because...
Oh, well, I'm on this thing called gardener's leave, so...
Gardener's leave?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Okay, explain that one.
So pretty much you stay at home and get paid.
Oh, yeah. So the dream job.
Yeah. Got to have a garden. You got to do some gardening here and there. Oh. But nah, my site is closing down. So we're in like this weird limbo of trying to get me transferred to another site.
Okay.
It's just like them don't have any work for me up at site at the moment. So just stay at home and get paid until I get my new contract.
Oh.
I know.
If you want to do some gardening.
No, hell no.
Yeah, well, I just started it today.
No.
So I've done the major stuff.
Yeah.
So if you want a gig.
Yeah.
The Nook at Ellswick.
I'll tell you what, I did about an hour's gardening at my house the other day, and it is not for me.
No good.
No, my back was sore. I was like, I'd rather pay someone for this.
Well, you are getting paid for it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's not the same.
Nah, not the same.
Okay, Sparky.
Yes, well, Apprentice Sparky.
Apprentice Sparky.
Yeah.
We need more Sparkies in the world.
We do.
Yeah.
And women Sparkies, so...
We do.
It's pretty different, pretty cool. Didn't think I'd go down this avenue.
Nah.
No, it wasn't, like, on my radar at all. I got given the opportunity, so I thought I would literally grab it by the balls and, see how I go with it.
And grab it by the balls, you did.
Yeah. I would dominate all these males. No, I'm kidding.
Please do, just don't do it in this space,
right? No.
Yeah.
All equals here.
We're all evens.
Yeah.
Even Stevens.
Yeah.
Okay, so what year? Third year?
Third year next year in February.
Third year next year.
Yeah.
Getting into the thick of it.
Well, it's crazy. Like, obviously, I'm doing my apprenticeship in, like, mining. So it's very different to when you're doing your apprenticeship back here, like at home. Like your domestic kind of style.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's still so much to learn, like, for myself.
Yeah.
And, like, go down different avenues. Because I've been underground the whole time I've been doing the apprenticeship.
Yeah, you've been a little tip rat.
Yeah, I love it under there, hey.
Just scurrying through your little tunnels.
I
actually love
it. I'm going to have, like, a rude awakening when I'm on the surface. Flies, heat, everything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But you can't get a tan down there.
I know. I've been working on my tan with all this leave, that's for sure. Got to.
Yeah, so that, it's called the capstone, the final assessment to get your A-grade electrical license.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on domestic electrical duties, and it is tough because as I think I was saying to you a couple of weeks ago, I was like a commercial construction and I was the same, and then all of a sudden you're just learning like a full new pathway just before you go to sit your final test because you have to get 100% on it.
Yeah, I know. Pressure. And
yeah, so as I was saying, I did like 4 weeks of after hours tutoring literally on the domestic game so I could pass that test because you just don't do it.
Yeah, I reckon I'm definitely going to have to do something like that, hey?
You have to. Yeah. I would have been screwed without
it. Yeah. It's a massive test.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just like, I'll just wait until that comes. I've still got a while.
Yeah, you'll be sweet. You'll be sweet. Just keep one eye on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they almost need like a different capstone for every sector.
Yeah, different departments. Yeah, and stuff like that. So. 100%.
Oh, but yeah, now someone that gets paid a little bit more than us makes those decisions, which.
Thank God.
Sometimes doesn't make sense, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's been going good. I think I go back to TAFE in November for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think I got my AC theory then.
Oh, what a treat.
Yeah, I just did magnetism and that literally mind fucked me.
Yeah.
To like the, it was crazy, yeah.
And some of those units, you just, like some of those units I haven't used again.
You don't, like a lot of them you don't, but it's just like you have to go through them to like get to the end game. So.
For sure, and then you might come back to it later on once you've, you're outside of your time. You're like, oh, I mean, we did a unit on this, but it was like 4 years ago. Just you're like learning it all again.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's a crazy, crazy like industry to get in. There's so many avenues, and so I'm excited to see where I go and what my niche is.
Yeah. Yeah, be a fridgy.
Hell no. I'm good, thanks.
Why not? Do solar.
Yeah, nah. Solar's pretty like straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah.
DC stuff and.
What about instro?
The boys that I work with always tell me to go for, like, instro ticket, which I probably will do after my time.
Yeah.
More, like, control side of things, so.
And technical and not as physical.
Yeah.
And you get a bit of a mental sweat out.
I don't mind the physical sweat out, though.
Yeah.
A bit of a hands-on girly.
Yeah.
More than a mental girly, I reckon.
For sure. Depends on the environment, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really like the physical get-up in the iron ore game in
the
summer.
What?
Yeah, it was just like, why am I doing this?
Yeah,
like,
it's too hot.
Sparkies are supposed to be clever, eh?
Yeah.
And this isn't clever.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
They're meant to be clean 24/7.
Yeah, no Sparkies, eh?
I know.
Not when you're digging trenches and laying conduits.
Oh, no. I haven't even done that yet.
Haven't you got any calluses on your hand?
That's from the gym. Wouldn't be from work.
Good change up. Jim, how's that going?
So good. I'm loving it. I'm in there like 5 days a week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a good routine going on.
Pumping it out.
Yeah, feeling better, feeling strong.
Yeah.
Some money into a good coach, so.
Oh, okay. You got like a personal trainer?
Yeah, yep. She's like, specializes in like bodybuilding, but that's not my kind of ball game at the moment.
Yeah.
But she's also like a hormone specialist too, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Which is something that you ladies need to be on top of.
100%. Like, there's so much more than just training, eating good. It's all like your blood works, which I've done with her, and like taking the right supplements and.
At the right time of day, month. Just like,
so much to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's good. I love it.
Cool. Now, you sent me some private progress pics the other day, and you're looking pretty sharp.
Did I send you them?
Yeah.
Private.
What I don't understand is why did you feel the need to take all of your clothes off?
Oh my god! I was going to say you had me fooled. I was like, "There's no way I said you private."
No, we're going down the coffee shop with Wolfie. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you've trimmed up.
Yeah,
very nicely.
I think it was like, I think it was 7 kilos.
Yeah,
all up, which is unreal. I didn't think it would fucking be possible.
Yeah,
but I was just in like a vicious cycle of like working away, eating all the food up there, coming home, being good from Monday to Friday, getting on the sauce like Saturday, Sunday, just blowing it out.
Yeah,
I mean, I was just like, I'm sick of my own shit.
Yeah, we're all guilty of it, aren't we?
Yeah, 100%. But like to say, I still go out and have a few drinks here and there, but it's not as hectic as it used to be.
Yeah. And those progress shots aren't real, because you can literally see, it's like sometimes you feel like you're putting in all this work and nothing's coming out of it, and then you look at the before and after and you're like, whoa, yeah, holy shit.
100%. I reckon progress picks of the way. Yeah. It's like you can weigh yourself every day. You're going to change. You're going to fluctuate.
Yeah.
But if you do your picks and your measurements, yeah, that's where you see the most.
And just keep it to yourself, all right?
Oh, fuck.
Next time.
You're lucky. No.
Yeah, no, I got the PG version.
You did get the PG version. It was a bit of a proud moment for myself.
Yeah.
You and Woofie, and shout out Woofie.
Shout out the Wolf Gang. Yeah, bloody oath.
Yeah, what about you? How have you been? What's new?
Oh, I've been flat stick, eh? I've been balls to the wall. Yeah. It's good. I'm on a break now from work, and I'm actually spending some time at home.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really been home a lot.
Yeah, doing some dad duties around the house.
Oh, I have, because I've got my barbecue here Sunday. Yes. For my 29th.
I know. So last year, the 20th.
Yeah, I've been doing a bit of dad chores and whatnot.
Good on you.
Yeah, so I've stolen the gardening duties off you.
Yep, you can have them.
Yeah. I'm not getting paid for it, but
I'll keep that side of it. You keep gardening duties.
But yeah, I've been well. I've been doing a lot of new things and meeting a lot of new people, and yeah, but it's certainly good to just ground myself here for this week, because for the rest of the year I'm pretty much away.
Back-to-back. Yeah,
I'll be home for work, and then I'll be traveling. It's just like doing these little bootleg trips around. It's it's good, but sometimes you do need to ground yourself, and
100%,
because it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Whoa. One of those GoPros just turned off. You hear that?
No.
Oh, well.
Well, next time charge it.
I think it's because we're not using it at the minute.
Oh, yeah, for the bowl shot?
Yeah, for the half-court shot. Ooh. Should we just do that now, then?
Why not?
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not pretty good at...
You're not very good?
No, but I'll do it. I'll do my best crack.
You want to put some money up anyway?
I ain't got no money on me.
You got no money on you?
No, I don't carry cash.
Why not?
I never carry cash.
You can just pay me a bit later.
Okay.
But yeah, so the buy-in's $20.
Done.
And it's actually presented by a company. Now, the segment's called You Miss 100% of the Shots You Don't Take.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay, and it's presented by Barco.
Ooh.
Barco Coffee Shop, you know the one?
Yep, down the road there.
Great people.
Love it.
Great service, mm-hmm. Great food.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Nevis.
Chili scrambled eggs.
Chili scrambled, sriracha on top.
Yeah, goes hard.
Pancake tacos.
I haven't had them yet.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm a little bit of a pancake slut too,
Are you really?
Yeah, I love pancakes.
I had no idea you were a pancake slut.
Yeah, I love pancakes.
They are unreal.
I need to go try them out.
And you get three of them, and at the end of it, you're just sorted. So what I'll do, I'll turn that bastard back on.
Yep.
Because she's just had a shot. Now, you pick your weapon. There's three of them there.
Yep.
Now, I'll let you know, a little insight is people haven't had most success almost doing like a beer pong shot rather than like letting it roll off your fingers.
Yeah.
Now, when this starts playing silly buggers, we could get underway. The old Bluetooth's not working too well. So...
What?
I guess we'll just keep going until that bloody figures itself out.
Turns on, yeah.
That one's still rolling.
Still rolling, baby.
And still, it's been a bastard. These are the difficulties we...
Bloody technology, eh?
We come across here on safety-based sessions.
Oh, look, could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
It'd be good to just have someone, like someone on media duties just sitting behind those cameras, just...
Well, your podcast might get that big that you might need media people.
Yeah, well, I thought it already would be.
Surely. What are you doing wrong? No.
Okay, so now I'll turn that one on.
Mm-hmm.
That's on. So... presented by Barco, coffee shop, great service, great people.
Love it.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yep.
Go on.
Straight from here?
Straight from there.
I'm taking these bad boys off.
Yeah, you can swivel. You can, you're going to have to sit.
Oh, wow.
Here we
I'm
go.
You're going to sit.
You're going to have to sit. Let's go.
Oh.
You just ruined the joint.
That was terrible.
Do you want to have another go?
Yes. I'm not gonna get a three for three.
Nah, you get one shot. I'm not going to give it to you. But
that was just a practice run.
You're just destroying the nook here.
That's right. I'm pretty much here all the time anyway.
Not here enough, I don't reckon.
Oh.
You're pretty...
shit, eh?
Yeah, you need some more Weet-Bix. Do you want to go again? There's a third one.
Okay.
Here we go.
They're a bit flat. I feel like... see, look at that.
They are a bit flat. But you
this
can't actually...
this is a scam.
You can't actually pump them up.
Well... we need to get some...
maybe just blow on it really hard.
No, I'm good. Yeah. You little cheeky dog.
You little cheeky... oh, wow.
Probably straight in the roof.
Yeah. There's no ring up there, love.
I ain't making the basketball team.
I don't think you are, to be honest.
Nah. I'd rather not.
But I appreciate you trying.
I don't have the plan for it anyway.
So you literally missed 100% of the shots you just took, which is, you know, not the aim of the game. But yeah, presented by Barco. So thanks for that. Thanks for that, Barco, for sponsoring that. Yeah. Schmozzle.
Hey, that was a well done effort. Yeah.
Okay, so let's just knock that one on the head.
I sure did knock it on the sign.
Yeah. So you said you just coming from the shops.
Mm-hmm.
What was happening at the shops, and where were the shops?
I was getting my nails did.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
You did get them did.
Getting prepped.
You got the claws out.
Got the claws out, you know.
Holy hell.
I never get my nails done because I'm always away at work and I've got some time off, so.
Yeah.
Be an actual girl. Get my nails did.
Be a lady.
Exactly, darling. It was over at Garden City in Broogan.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, busy up there, man. Fucking people everywhere.
Garden City.
Yeah.
Okay. Borragoon, that dentist there is where I got my braces done.
Borragoon, that's far from you.
Borragoon, yeah, I think that's just where the cheapest one was.
Yeah, okay.
To be honest.
Yeah, I got my braces done too.
Yes. Moving on to that, you got the tracks.
I got the train tracks.
Yeah, you got
finally.
The Nelly grills.
I know, it's going to be crazy to see myself with straight teeth.
Oh my God.
So if I'm talking like a weirdo, this is why. Because I'm still adjusting to it.
Yeah.
But
have
yeah.
you still got the little gel... bits in your...
no, I don't really need the wax anymore.
They were a lifesaver.
I know. Literally my first week, I think I went through like, not even kidding you, like 8 little packets of those wax things because my mouth was like so cut up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got the train tracks, got 2 years with them on.
Oh, you're going to be sorted after that.
I'm going to be sorted. Not even going to know myself. It's over for these bitches when I have straight teeth.
Yeah. You're going to have some pretty good looking nail biters.
Yeah, I can't wait. I cannot wait. They already changed like and moved so much. Oh. It's only been like 3 weeks.
It hurts when they tighten them for the first time.
I haven't got to that yet.
Oh, they haven't. You haven't got a round of tightening yet.
Nah, when I get back from Bali, it's like my first wire change. So that's going to be fun.
Okay.
But yeah, I had to get 4 teeth pulled out prior
to
getting braces. And that was hell.
Were they baby teeth?
No, they were adult teeth, but because they have such like overcrowding, they needed space to move.
Yeah.
So I had to get 4 ripped out.
That's mental.
It was honestly hell.
Yeah.
I ended up getting 2 dry sockets, so I was like in the wars.
Oh no. Mm, Jesus.
No good. But it's all done now.
Yeah.
The worst bit's over.
Yeah, so when they readjust them, yeah, your teeth are pretty sore for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
They get used to them, but it's crazy how quickly they shift.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they've just got to set them in place. And
yeah.
I got the wires on the back, on the top and the bottom.
That's right, I do remember you saying, yeah.
Across the top 4, and Did you have to put, like, little lackey bands in?
Not yet. I feel like I will have to, because I've got, like, on my brackets, I have, like, little hooks.
Little hooks.
So I'm guessing that's where I've
Yeah. Yeah. So they were all a bit of fun as well. And
yeah.
And I think mine were, like, $8,000.
Yeah, mine were pretty expensive, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so expensive. But it is, it's just what you got to do.
Don't ya?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want them nice wedding photos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, I thought about it when I was younger with getting braces, and I think I just, like, probably cared too much what people think. You know, when, like, you know, high school get teased or whatever.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I don't care. Like, yeah. I want straight teeth.
We're pretty ruthless as young people in the schooling system, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Any sort of deficiency, it's just like prod.
Yeah, it's insane.
Bite, give me a bite.
Yeah. Everyone's been a bully at some stage of their life, that's for sure.
And once you do bite, that's when they go a bit harder.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's why it scares me to bring kids in this world. I don't know if I'm ready to.
Not only that, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, everything else has come off, and yeah.
There's so much bad shit going on in the world, but you try not to focus on it, do you?
I know.
It's like, yeah. I think we're pretty good here in Oz, but around the world there's some horrific stuff going on.
Very lucky.
Yeah, and it's bringing up a child here would be the most unreal thing on this planet, I think, if you can try and grow a good human being.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you bubble wrap them to bullshit, and you never be able to.
You can't bubble wrap them.
Yeah.
Because they need to find their way.
Yeah.
Make them who they are.
Yeah, so, yeah, not sure when children will be on the cards for me, but that is an exciting time when that period of time.
How many kids do you want?
I would like two.
Two, yeah.
Yeah.
Preferred sex, boy and girl? Or...
I would like a boy to start and girl to finish.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Love that.
Bit of an older brother to the younger sister would be nice.
Same as me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, daddy's little girl would be unreal. And generally when you get a bit older, it's the young woman that looks after you. Your son just pisses off to another country or whatnot. So I think you need a girl as an old boy.
Absolutely.
Growing a young man, into... just like a good bloke and a gentleman, and being able to give them your life experience and also see life from their eyes again.
Yeah.
Back when you were a kid.
God, imagine little Keegan running around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm a pretty out there fella.
You are.
I think
that's
he'll...
why we love you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it could be a little shit to start with, but probably develop into a good fella, I hope.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah, so, and what's your, there's probably not a lot of things I sort of ask chicks, you know, one-on-one, but what's your view on, like, marriage and stuff like that?
It's definitely something I think every girl wants.
Yeah.
But, I shouldn't say but.
Is it that, like, fairy tale marriage that you see in the movies?
No,
is
it's
that
never
going to,
they want that, yeah.
But it's just unrealistic.
But reality hits in and,
there's
two people in this marriage and they all come from different, like, backgrounds and, I don't know, it's never going to be a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Unless, on the odd occasion.
You got the money or you got the location and the people.
Yeah.
Because they are
so
expensive.
They're so expensive.
Yeah. And they sort of try to lean on the parents to pay for it a bit. And it's like, I've already paid enough for you.
I know.
Raised you for this long.
Exactly. And now I'm going to pay for your wedding?
I would honestly
prefer a really small, intimate wedding and, like, not spend so much money and then just go and travel the world and spend all the money on that with my partner. That would be my ideal wedding.
Yeah.
Like a little get...
Like
an
extended honeymoon.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, oh, you want to pay $50,000 for this wedding? It's like, nah,
it's like
let's just go 10.
One day.
Yeah.
And then you can spend all that money on, like, 2 months travelling.
Oh.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
That's my fairy tale wedding.
I think I'd like one on the beach.
Ooh, yeah,
like
you are a beachy.
On the sand.
Yeah.
Shoes off.
Yeah. What location? Like,
oh,
Safety
Bay.
I was waiting for it. Shoalwater Beach.
Duh.
Near the playground for the kids, obviously.
I think there's a barbecue there.
Yeah, we were there the other night. Cook a snack.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my first birthday barbecue. That one.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I've got my second coming up.
Privilege, got to be there on your birthday.
Yeah,
Now you got everyone coming around Sunday for a hungy.
it's gonna be good. You never know who's gonna rock up, to be honest.
I know.
But it sounds like the Rat Pack's coming back together.
The Rat Pack.
Yeah,
All the boys.
so we got Louis Stanson coming over from over east. We
Okay.
haven't seen him for a little bit.
Yep.
There was rumors about a young Greg Brown coming back. He's in town, but I don't reckon he'll actually
What?
make my barbie.
He's in town.
He is over east at the minute,
Oh,
catching up
shit.
with Soph.
Yep.
But he's in Oz for about 10 weeks,
Oh,
so we
wow.
will catch him at one stage.
Yeah.
Caleb Brown's coming back around. Jay Green, sort of people that you haven't really got into this one group for a while, but that
Yeah.
was the little Rat Pack back
Oh,
in the day.
cool.
Like your Wolfies and your Woodies and your
Yeah.
Fields,
Yeah.
your T-balls, and we used to get up to a little bit of mischief.
Yeah. I
So,
can only imagine.
yes,
I can
and
only imagine.
Nathan Foote, the Fox, is coming down as well.
I don't know if I've met Nathan.
Oh, unreal fella, but trouble.
Oh.
Trouble.
I think all of you's teed up is trouble.
And we all seem to like grouping at this Sunday barbecue, which I've been trying to make into like a bit of a family event,
Yeah.
but there's it might get busted up.
Yeah.
So, which,
Who knows?
what kind of those doors?
Don't know. Don't mind.
Yeah, so it's like, I was hoping everyone would go home at a reasonable time
Oh,
on a
come on
Sunday,
now. Oh,
but
yeah, Sunday.
because, yeah,
Nah, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine, but I'm inviting a lot of the kids so I can see the parents, but I just hope the parents stay as long as they can. But it means the kids will have to.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna make a little bed out there for the kiddies.
Like a creche?
Yeah.
Should I put together a
Just put
creche?
the nook creche.
You want to be a nanny?
No hell.
You're out of
Nah.
a job.
Nah, I'm good. I'm a gardener, that's
Gardener
enough.
slash nanny, come on.
Yeah. Nah. No. I'll be out there singing piss with ya.
You're on the barbie again, eh?
On the Barbie. Oh, cooking snacks.
Cooking snags,
Yeah.
alright. Just be careful, alright? This is a PG
I thought
segment.
you were talking about the normal Barbie anyway. I
Yeah,
don't know where
cool.
you're going.
The norm which one's the normal one?
Barbie put your snacks
Oh,
on.
okay, yep. Sorry.
But yeah, no, you won't find me cooking.
Nah.
No.
Well, the whole idea was everyone would bring a pre-cooked dish and then we
Yes.
just chuck it down and everyone shares and no one would have to cook.
Yeah, that's a good
And we
idea.
just we're like bring your favorite meal around, and we just pick and swap.
What are you gonna make then?
Well, I'm actually still working that one out,
Oh,
to be
better be
honest.
something good.
Yeah, I'll put a few staples out
Yeah.
and whatnot, just like some bits and bobs for the kids. I might just put like some pasta salads and potato salads out, just some
Easy.
sides.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna put together a dish, I reckon.
Main dish.
Maybe a slow cooked meat.
Oh, yum.
Or
Love a bit
just
of a slow
yeah,
cook.
big dish of like roast veggies or something.
Roast gravy rolls. Roast beef gravy
Ooh.
rolls. That's easy.
Okay, do I have to make the bread as well?
No.
Okay.
Go to your local IGA. Come on now. You're doing too much.
Which one's the local IGA? Safety Bay, Shoalwater.
Safety Bay.
Safety Bay.
Yeah.
Little
But when we
more
went
pricey.
there the other day, they didn't have much
No,
meat selection.
don't have the range.
Yeah. So pick your poison.
And I
Choose
always
wisely.
do,
Yeah?
for sure.
Do ya? Okay. That's
Yeah,
good.
so are you gonna come around? You're gonna come around.
I should be there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't actually really know who I've invited, to be honest.
Just
So,
open house. It's
yeah,
Elswick. What do
not
you
again.
expect?
Keeks in the grass.
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
Uh-oh.
That literally came up on my Snapchat memories. I
Yeah, it
think it
was
was
4 years ago,
I
like
know.
this weekend.
And I was like, oh, that was the best thing. That was
Oh,
so much fun.
Keeks in the grass. It
Needs to
went down,
happen.
eh?
It needs to happen again.
Well, everyone's been a little bit into me about that, and I'm thinking potentially for my 30th next year. 30's a big one.
It is.
That's when apparently you've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I figured it out a couple of years ago, but I
Yeah.
guess you figure it out as you go. So maybe at Keys in the Grass 2.0 in
Put my name
is
on
that
top of that
five?
list.
Is that 2025? It's 2024, eh?
Yeah, 2025
Yeah.
next year.
Man,
Time's going too
I'm
quick.
losing all my I'm losing track of everything.
Nah, keys in the grass, that would be sick.
Yeah, so I'd have to get
2.0.
some artists together.
Yep.
And hopefully they don't pull out on the day, which...
Bit of a red frog tent out the back.
Red frog tent, yeah. Yep.
Need it.
They'll have the merch tent, the beer tent, the test your illicits tent.
Yes. Because
I don't want you taking anything that's unsafe.
No, party safe only here.
Okay, now I'm not sure who's going to be in there testing them all, but...
I can. That's a job I will take.
Okay, I'll pay you for that one. I'll pay you for that one. Yeah, so it was such a big operation, but gee, I loved it.
Need some like event planners.
Yes. Yeah. I need to get some security around again.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm pretty sure I had a Secchi shirt on at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean the boys in the little shed back there.
In the little shed.
The blacked out white Secchi.
Yeah.
Just repping it.
I lost a Secchi early on that day.
Did ya? Who?
Yeah. Shout out to Skip.
Typical Skip.
Yeah.
Typical
I gave him the
Skip.
Shirt and all, and he pissed off the shirt before the festival even started.
Oh, look. Oh, that's Skip, though.
Oh, man, he skipped out of here real quick.
That's why his name's Skip.
Oh, we're actually trying to figure that out the other day. Mm. Someone asked Skip why his name was Skip, and he says, I don't know.
Yeah, where did that come about?
Well, he doesn't know himself, so maybe it's because he just skips out on us.
I reckon that suits him.
Let's just make that up.
Yeah, 100%. That is classic Skip.
Oh, man.
Does a Houdini out the back.
Yeah, without telling you.
Yeah.
Just like, see you later. And then you try to call him, nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get my shirt back?
Nope.
I've hired another security guard.
I need it. Uniform only. No, that was sick.
Oh, yeah. So, potentially, that might go down next year. But, yeah, cool. I'm going to have to figure that out, get some artists together and... Oh, it was so much work last time.
Yeah, it would have been.
It was worth it.
It was, though. The little drink tent. That was my favourite.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind actually, like, filming it this time and putting together, like, a festival vid.
Do you have, like, a GoPro, like, stuck on someone?
Yeah,
like
chest mount?
Yeah.
No, I've definitely got the head mount. It's be like looking like an underground miner.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey, you would.
Got a head torch
on. That would be cool, though. It'd be like point of view of the whole night.
Oh, it'd be so dangerous.
It would. You'd have to cut out a few things at that, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be a major edit, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay, so would you like to do another segment?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I've got like a bit of like a, I guess a random sort of statement and then a bit of a, like a stoner question.
Oh God.
One that if you were, you know, the Belize deadest, you'd make your sort of like fly catch.
Okay.
Now this segment is presented by Barco.
Again.
Coffee shop. Oh
God, they're good spotties.
Yeah. So great service, great people, great food.
Yeah.
Been there before.
Pancake tacos. Been there before.
Yeah, chili scrambled eggs.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to Nevis and the crew at Barco. Now, the random question is, or the random statement, I guess, is they say that money doesn't grow on trees, but why do banks have branches? You know?
Yeah. That's clever. But money does grow on trees. It's paper.
Pardon?
Money. Well...
What?
Not paper.
Yeah. Are you talking about Australian bills?
No.
Okay. You're talking about the Benjamins.
Mm.
Are you talking...
Yeah, I'll talk about the Benjamins.
Are you talking about USD?
Yeah, probably some rupee in there as well.
Well, I don't think money does grow on trees. Not our money.
No.
It's like plastic, isn't it?
That shit's manufactured.
I think there's a euro in here somewhere.
Is that paper? Euros.
That feels a bit more like some sort of papery substance.
Surely.
But
see? I don't know.
I guess you'd use trees to make it, but the money doesn't grow on trees.
No.
Let's get technical.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Oh, shit. Yes. So no, it doesn't grow on trees.
Can you myth bust that one for me?
Myth bust it?
Yeah. Why do banks have branches if money doesn't grow on trees?
I wouldn't have a clue. What's your verdict?
Well, I reckon if I knew the answer, I wouldn't have asked it. This is why here at Safe Bay Sessions, we ask the hard questions because I can't answer them. Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we're just silly.
Why are they calling branches? Let me sit with that. Let me sleep on that and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Mm. We'll run that one back.
Mm.
Okay, so that was the random one. Now I've got a bit of a stoner one. All
I'm
right.
Keen for this one.
So, if you buy a bigger bed, would you say you have more bedroom or less bedroom?
Oh, what?
You know?
Oh, what?
You buy a king, you've upgraded from a queen.
Yeah.
You've got more bedroom.
Yeah.
But you've got less bedroom.
No shit.
Which one do we go?
Fuck, I would go, I've got... I would say I've got more bed room.
You've got more room in your bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%. Because I just upgraded. Now I'm swimming in it.
Now you'd be swimming in it for sure. Yeah. You could be doing breaststroke.
I'd be roly-poly in that.
Yeah. You'd be doing laps.
Yeah.
Okay. Freestyle. Yeah, so you'd have more...
What about you?
Bedroom.
Would you be less bedroom?
I reckon I'd have less bedroom.
Less room for activities?
My Pilates and whatnot.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going with the bigger bed.
Aerobics?
Aerobics?
Aerobics.
Man, I see that happen all the time at my gym, eh?
Aerobics?
Yeah, is that the one in the pool?
But yeah, the water aerobics.
Yeah, they're getting into it.
And they do they do like the handstands and they're...
Oh, they're just they going hard.
Choreographed dancing and...
No, not that.
Oh,
not
okay.
That type, but yeah, they're just going hard at the pool, eh?
It's more for her. It's more for a fitness...
Yeah.
Fitness
old ladies are just...
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's get it,
I wonder if
girls.
It actually works, though.
You think so? And surely. It'd be like it'd be nicer on your joints and whatnot.
Yeah,
because you do have that buoyancy, but you're still getting some form of activity.
Activity, yeah.
You know?
Who knows? And maybe me, 60 years of age, down at the local swimming pool.
Oh,
getting the aerobics in.
Yeah, still looking trim.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, at 60.
Yeah,
that'd be tough. I reckon.
I reckon too.
I reckon by 60, I've just about let go.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to let go that early.
Oh, man, like...
That's early.
But you're still working out at 60.
Yeah, I want to be like those ripped old people in the gym.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be living an active lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll be gymming.
Yeah.
I'll just be, you know, getting out and about.
Walking.
I'm looking in my 60s, that's like retirement age. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, just, all right, you've done your... You've got the most out of your body.
Hang up the boots, eh?
You've had a fair old crack. Now just give it up, son. Give it up. Yeah.
You've got another 10 years in the tank.
Yeah. You've been married for 40 years. She ain't going anywhere, brother. Yeah. You're
no need
sweet.
To look so good.
Yeah.
Or feel good.
Oh, that's retirement.
Yeah. 60. Isn't it like 75 now?
At the moment, retirement age is 67.
Wow, okay.
But by the time we're there, potentially 75.
Damn.
So if I can retire in my 60s when I'm at retirement age of 75, I'd be pretty happy.
You want to retire early as possible.
Yeah, 59 would be good.
Oh, yeah. Pushing.
Just get going down,
yeah.
Eh? Yeah. Invest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got Are to you come doing up. Any investing?
Yeah, I do. I've done quite a bit for a number of years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got my eggs in a few different baskets.
Good.
Trying to sort of diversify my portfolio.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like leaving money in the bank.
Yeah, okay. It
doesn't do much for us there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got a little bit, obviously we've got this property here, got a little bit in property, got a little bit in cryptocurrencies.
Ooh.
And a little bit in ETF shares with Vanguard.
Okay. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah, so... Vanguard's a company that instead of investing in one particular share, one company...
Oh, you invest in heaps?
Yeah, and they've got them in these exchange-traded funds.
Okay.
And they might be in different sectors like Australian shares or international shares.
Mm.
So it's not as volatile and it's not as risky.
Yeah.
Like you might invest all your money to Google and it won't happen, but Google all of a sudden shuts down and there goes all your investment.
Yeah, okay.
It's like... Companies can come and go and but you're still slowly building and building.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I've been doing that for a little bit. And then I've also like to sit on a little sort of nest egg of cash.
Nice.
You never know when you need to buy that new Land Cruiser or...
Yeah. Big Landy, you reckon?
Oh, I think it's my next car.
Oh!
Yeah, whenever the wagon gives out.
How long you had the wagon for?
That's my first car. I've
really?
Had that since 2012.
That is 12. A good car.
Yeah, I've had that for 12 years.
She's still running hot.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've put 200,000 on it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and in my younger years, I definitely put her through the ringer as well,
Yeah, of
especially up
course.
in the bush.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh my God.
You're gonna treat yourself to a Landy.
I think so. I like the 100 series. But yeah, they're obviously pretty pricey. When
Yeah.
that will be, I'm not sure. The Wag still runs pretty clean and suits my lifestyle, so
Yeah. Cheap fuel.
yeah, I don't know. She's pretty
Is
thirsty.
she?
She's a quick girl.
Oh.
Yeah, she's off the mark quick.
Oh
Yeah,
God. Yeah,
top
okay.
speed, immaculate.
There you go. I can't believe she's lasted you that long.
Yeah, well, you look after your things and they look after you.
True.
So I haven't missed a service for, well, ever since I got it at 160. I've serviced it every 5,000 Ks.
Wow, that's good.
You're looking at over 40 services there,
Yeah.
all done by myself. And
You done them yourself?
yeah, just the oils and the filters and just the main stuff. If there's any major
True.
sort of structural wrong with it, I'd send that in, but
Yeah.
I'll do the brakes, I
Wow,
do
jack of all
all.
trades, mate.
Sometimes,
Yeah.
master of none.
Sound. Master of none.
Yeah,
Love it.
master of sweet fuck all.
I actually need to get my car serviced soon.
Yeah, you got a new car.
Got a new whip. Yep. Had it for
Relatively.
almost 2 years in February, which is freaking crazy.
Oh, that way we can keep rolling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's sweet. Okay, so yeah, I need to work out what's going on with that because that actually overheated last time.
How is it like?
But it's
It's not that hot in here.
no. So I might need to run the aircon on every time.
Pump it.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
just have a session. But
Don't want that happening all the time, you know?
nah. If you look at that camera, do you reckon that mic is going to be in your way? It's blocking out that
Let's just move her.
pretty little face of yours.
With my new specs.
Yeah. How's
I love
that?
everything you got going on under here.
Oh, yeah, it's good that we're not filming from this side, otherwise we might
Yeah.
incriminate
We'll be in
ourselves.
trouble, eh?
Yeah.
I love it. It's so good.
Oh, okay, so that was about 40 minutes in, I reckon. So we got about maybe 15 minutes,
Yep.
I reckon, till we wrap this up.
Yep.
I've got a couple of things here I just want to roll through.
Okay.
Now, do you have like a favorite quote or saying that you'd like to share? Something that you live by potentially? Inspirational?
Not really inspirational, but I say it all the time, and Courtney can vouch for me on this.
Courtney, shout out to
Courtney,
Courtney.
love you. She's my girl. Could be worse. That
Oh.
is just, it's so simple,
Yeah.
but I say it all the time.
Yes.
Anything pops up, could be worse.
It could be
It
worse.
could be.
It is dangerous though, that one,
I know, because
because
it's.
sometimes it is really bad.
Yeah, but it could be
Yeah,
worse.
but it could be worse, but you just sort of
Exactly.
sugarcoat.
Yeah. It's my favourite.
Yeah, could
Literally
be
say it all the
worse.
time.
Yeah,
What about
that's it.
yourself?
Oh, geez, I've had a few quotes in my time, but I like one that I said a couple of days ago, and it's at the end of the day, it's the end of the day.
Oh, the boys say that all the time at work. They go, at the end of the day, it's night time. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
So just get over it, you
Yeah.
know? Whatever's happened in that day,
Yep.
move on.
Exactly.
It's the end of the
Start
day.
fresh tomorrow. I
Yeah,
like it.
yeah. The sun's gonna rise again, and at the end of that day, it will be the end of the day again.
Exactly.
So,
Start fresh.
yeah, you just
Start a
gotta
new day.
get up and go.
And it just roly-polies over.
Yep.
End of the day of that day.
No,
There you
I
go. Doesn't stop, does it?
won't.
Yeah,
Nah,
I
unless
like it.
you roll over.
I like it.
Okay, I've got a question here that I don't reckon I've ever actually asked any woman.
Oh, God.
All right.
I'm the guinea pig.
Yeah. So I might have, but I potentially can't remember. But what is it like being a woman?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you?
Yeah. We
Yeah.
just have like all our girly niches.
It's a great answer.
There's this trend I see it on TikTok, bloody
Okay.
TikTok. And it's like, how do you explain this to a boy? And it's like all like our skincare, clothes, shoes, like nails, just makeup, like everything. Like, how do you explain that to a
Oh, I
guy?
have
Like,
no idea.
It's, I don't know, I love being a woman.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I would love to be a guy for, like, a day and see, like, what it's like. But wholeheartedly, I would definitely choose to be a woman.
Yeah, I think it's a lot better to be a woman in this day and age compared to generations past.
Yeah.
It'd be very...
Oh, it would be so much harder.
Very tricky, very tough.
Yeah, back in the day, for sure.
This day and age, yeah, the women to the front movement's big and the equality and... Yeah, I think if you're a woman in this day and age, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
You're pretty sorted.
It's good.
You guys are quite wild, and I don't think I'll ever understand yous.
Yeah. And we probably don't understand ourselves half the time.
That's the tricky thing. That's the tricky thing.
We still love it.
Yeah.
we still love it.
As long as you just approach everything with a smile.
Exactly.
But yeah, I could not do it, be a woman for a period of time.
Really?
Because we are opposites.
Oh,
and
completely.
Whatever you guys are good at, we're shocking at.
Yeah.
And whatever we're good at, you guys are shocking at.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't... Yeah, you might want to do it for a day.
Just see what it's like.
To see what it's like with what's going on in here and in your body.
Having a set of titties on ya.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Maybe my younger years, that's what I would have looked at.
Yeah.
But I would like to understand how you guys think.
Yeah.
How you guys operate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but that's like same with us. Like, we would love to know how a guy thinks.
Oh.
Like, you guys are pretty... Simple. Not you guys, but guys in general are pretty, like, simple or, like, broad and... What we think is completely different to what you think, and it's
we can be pretty content and just it's like so I'll even share what it's like being a bloke.
Please do.
Okay, I love being a bloke as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think whatever gender you are, you need to love that.
Mm-hmm. And,
but being a bloke is so tough as well. It is hard. Especially if you're like a high value bloke and a bloke with substance. It's, you just have to show up every single day and you have to be willing to improve, to succeed, to drive, to lead, provide.
It's, but that's the thing. Women are getting like that now.
Yeah, they
like,
are.
I see that, but I'm kind of like that too. Like,
yeah.
I want to but do it for myself, like wake up and drive and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Where back in the day, it was like women would depend on the man to be the provider and all that stuff. But I feel like women are like opening up to be that person for themselves.
And
but
still,
I understand what you're saying.
If there is a woman at home like looking after the kids, then the bloke would still have to provide.
Yeah.
We also go through a lot of shit in our lives as well.
Mm.
You know, it's, we sort of can get sort of stepped on and sort of pushed and prodded and broken and hurt. And it's just like, it's so crazy. We might even have our kids ripped from us, our partners leave, our house in the dumps. It's, you know, it's very tough, but it's so rewarding as well. Being a, I'm not really talking about blokes that, you know, sit on the couch and do fuck all day and don't strive. I'll refer to them as boys, to be honest.
Yep, I like
But yeah, to be a man. Of,
you got
to
be a man.
You got to, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because you're, every day, you just got to show up.
Yeah.
And keep on going. Doesn't matter how many times they grind you down.
Mm-hmm.
You're just back up. Do it again. Go.
Yeah.
It's mental. Mm-hmm. And you do get thrown some curveballs.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
Oh, at the end of the day, it's there's nothing better as well. No. You've got to learn to love that.
I know.
Otherwise, you run out of puff. And when you run out of puff, that's when you lose it all.
Exactly. You don't want to be doing that.
You drop the bag.
You just keep running.
You just got to keep on going.
Yeah, keep on keeping on.
Man, it is
100%
exhausting.
Oh, no. I can imagine. It's the same, like, kind of same way for, like, women as well.
Mm. In their own areas.
In our own areas,
they
got to
keep showing up in their areas. And bang, 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 they got to keep looking good and feeling good. And
yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I feel like men will put on this earth to suffer sometimes.
Nah, surely
you know,
not.
They just, you know, they've got to suffer. So for other people, they might have to suffer to get their kids where they want or
so their partner's happy. It's so sad, though, like partners do that to
it is.
The kids and...
Yeah.
Like the dad or the mum even sometimes, like in different circumstances. But
if you get it right, it's so rewarding. And if you have a woman that you love and respect and you see the way that she treats you and looks at you and look at, and your kids look at you like a hero.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, this is sick.
Yeah, yeah.
But so much work goes into that moment.
Of course.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. Won't be easy.
Nah. No way.
Nothing good is going to be easy.
Nah, it isn't.
You got to work for it.
You just got to do it, don't you?
Yep.
For sure. Yeah, it's so.
Crazy.
We were on a bit of a spiral then.
We did.
Well, I've lost what I was actually.
We did spiral down the women and men rabbit hole.
Because the question was, what's it like being a woman?
And I said, I freaking love it.
Yeah. And then I just went off on a bit of a tangent.
Oh, it's all good. It's what this thing's for.
We were just having a yarn.
We were. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I reckon we're pretty close to wrapping it up. But
yeah.
Any secret talents, quickly?
Secret talents.
Secret talents?
Wouldn't be so secret then, right? If I told you. But no. I don't think I have a secret talent.
Wouldn't be a secret after that. But any unknown talents for anyone?
No.
No.
Not that I can think of.
I don't think I have any, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can do a
really Maybe I can work on that. Maybe I need to work on finding myself a secret talent.
Okay. Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. I've also got another question here, and yeah. I don't know why it's... Well, you are a woman, so... I was wondering what happened to those Pandora bracelets.
Oh, hell.
Are they still going?
They're still around. Are they? But, yeah.
They were the big thing.
They were massive back when I was, like, in high school. But they, I don't know, I just find them ugly.
Okay.
I don't know. Like,
and you used to get the little charms?
Yeah, I never had one of those bracelets, eh? Wasn't a fan. But yeah, they're still up and running in those shops.
Okay.
They've got some cute things, but not really my style.
Yeah, you're more Chanel.
If I can get Chanel, yeah.
You're more Gucci, that Prada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more my taste.
Because I remember if you bought, like, your little high school girlfriend a Pandora, it was like, oh, that is... Like
oh, yeah, it used thing. To be the bee's knees.
And then every year you get them like another little bead or something.
Yeah.
It's like, and as a bloke, I never understood that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just a
fucking. It's like a collection stuff. Thing that the girls used to froth over. They used to but like, I,
Papa, look at my Pandora.
Yeah. Like, flex it out.
Bracelet.
I know. I actually got a bracelet from Pandora a couple of years ago from the girls, but it's like not. One of those charm bracelets. It's like a tennis bracelet. I'm like, that's probably the only Pandora that I would wear.
Tennis bracelet.
Yeah, it's kind of like that vibe.
Remember them little circulation bracelets?
No.
And you put them on and they're like supposed to improve your circulation?
No.
It's like, oh, they were dumb.
Do you remember Scoobies?
Scooby snacks?
No, you know the, Scooby...
Ruh-roh! Ree!
No, the Scoobies, like, you'd make them at school. You need to Google them.
Oh.
They were elite. Okay. I don't know why that popped up, but it popped up for some reason.
Yeah.
Thinking about Scoobies.
All right. Now, when I wrap up, I've got a lot of supporters of the show, and they've been asking for shout-outs.
Yeah.
So when I wrap it up, I make sure I include all these local businesses that are doing well in the area.
Yeah.
Once I do that, you're welcome to shout-out just about anyone or any company you'd like as well.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, it's to the Griggs Kids. Chopping the thickest trees and digging the deepest holes.
Like it.
We've got the Mulberry Boys, or how the Mulberry Lord.
Yeah.
The Beacon Bombers, still flying high.
Nice.
The Baldalis Brumbies, Hustle Hard TV.
Oh, yep.
Shout out to the Karatha Cats, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. The South Freo Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
We've got the Muns and Sons, which is quality people growing quality garlic. We've got Big Jack Witt's Tiling, Tiles by Day, Mangrove Jacks by Night. We got Plumtastic.
Oh, yeah,
and
Nikki
I'm
G.
wearing the hat right now.
Nikki G.
And their slogan is, call your local plum spastic today. South Coast Saga Sri Lanka, take the body and throw away the head. That's a little bit about Prawn Gallop.
Oh, no.
Deep End Fabrication, ride hard and lay low. We've got Zeta Succulents, my old girl's company.
Oh, okay.
Old Shoal Succulent.
Old Shoal Succulent.
Yes.
Like
and
it.
We got Fitness Results, Alfred Cove, Ryan Cook, Ing with Gas.
Nice.
Shout out to Cookie, Silver Backen, Even Apes Need Clothing. I've got Angelo Design, which is You Want It, We Print It.
Yep.
And I've got a flip it here.
Wow, you got a couple lot. More.
I've got Delish Styles, which is Our Style Delicious. We've got Restyles, A Bad Bad Girl Giving a Mad Mad Cut.
Hey.
And also Garvin's gutters, cleaning men's external and female's internal guttering.
Oh, that's spicy.
It is at the end there.
So. I think you forgot the most important one, though.
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah. I would shout out to Safety Bay Sessions. Come on now.
Yeah.
You need the slogan.
I left that to you, eh?
Yeah.
So Safety Bay Sessions, locals talking locally about all things local.
I like it.
The ins and outs, the starts and stops, the sweet and sour.
Ooh.
The nose, the goes. Yeah, shout out to Safety Bay Sessions and everyone there.
The boys.
Big company.
Yep.
A lot of people.
Doing
behind
well.
The scenes. Yep. So
media crew and all.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
being
here. Very
first woman. And yay.
Let's go.
And hopefully it opens up the door for more ladies
yep.
to come on. Because
absolutely.
I do know some very good women.
Yes.
And I'd love to
get them on
in a one-on-one setting.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a good time, haven't you?
Oh, amazing.
You promote it to the chicks and
girls.
Get them in.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Come on over to Safety Bay Sessions.
Yeah, it's
sit
all
down
happening.
Kiki boy.
Kiki boy.
Kiki boy.
Okay. Well, you want to slap you off on exit?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
You're a high-quality person and that was a high-quality yarn. What do you want to do now?